Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something really energetic, exploring a fascinating part of our inner landscape.
We are. We're looking at the enthusiast.
Exactly. It's a concept from the Inner Update monthly blog, which listeners might know is based on J.T. Marstone's Cells in a Box.
Which is a really cool sort of modern take on, well, almost like a tarot deck for your inner selves.
Yeah, like personifying different bits of your personality, not just traits, but actual selves.
Right. And our mission today really is to unpack this specific self, the enthusiast, understand what makes it tick, and importantly, how it helps you really love life, feel genuinely alive.
I love that description. When I first read about it, The Enthusiast, it just clicked. The source calls it the part of you living at the intersection of curiosity, passion, and play.
That's a great way to put it.
It really is. It's like that's the self saying yes to things, wide-eyed, open arms, not weighed down by shoulds.
The part that cranks up the music.
Yes. Or just dives head first into some new hobby, maybe even an obsession, and you just have to tell someone about it.
Absolutely. It's got that raw, authentic energy for whatever lights you up.
So, an interesting thing to think about then is, where does your enthusiast sit right now in your own, inner committee?
That's the key question, isn't it? Is it front and center for you? Maybe even sometimes a bit too front and center.
Yeah, like leading with maybe a bit too much gusto.
Exactly. Or needing everyone else to be on that same high vibe level all the time. Or, and this is common too, maybe losing interest super fast once that initial thrill wears
Right, the
off.
novelty chase versus genuine passion. That's a subtle but important difference.
It is. Or conversely, maybe your enthusiast has been, pushed way into the background.
Like buried under just the daily grind, or maybe past disappointments.
Or even that fear of seeming, too much for people, being told to tone it down.
Yeah, that can definitely happen. But the source suggests it's still there, right? Sending out these little signals.
Always, like little invitations, maybe just a flicker of curiosity about something new.
Or that tiny little spark of delight over something simple that makes you grin for no reason.
Or just a moment of awe where you stop and really see something beautiful. Those are clues. Your enthusiast saying, hey, follow this feeling.
Just for a moment, even.
Exactly. And this leads to, I think, its core purpose, the enthusiast. It isn't demanding you achieve more or be more productive.
No, it's simpler than that.
Much simpler. It just wants you to feel alive,
Yeah.
truly experience things. It's not the achiever self focused on output.
Which feels pretty radical in a world obsessed with productivity, doesn't it? How do you honor that without feeling like you're slacking off?
Well, that's the balance, I guess. It's not about ditching responsibility. It's about weaving that aliveness into your life.
Okay.
And the source actually gives a fantastic inner prompt for this. It asks, what's lighting you up right now?
Right now, simple.
Yeah. Even if it seems silly, small, or strange, can you let your enthusiast take the lead just for today?
Just for today. I like that. It's not asking for a huge life overhaul. Just lean into the joy for a bit. See what happens.
Precisely. And J. Tamar Stone sums it up beautifully, tying it all together.
What does she say?
She says, your enthusiast is not asking you to be more, it's inviting you to be more you.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. It's not about adding something, but uncovering what's already there, that innate spark.
Exactly. So connecting with the self isn't just fluffy feel-good stuff. It's actually a powerful way to generate real, authentic energy.
And that deeper sense of aliveness in just your regular day-to-day life, remembering what makes you tick.
Remembering what makes your heart sing, as cheesy as that might sound sometimes.
No, it's true, though. So that leaves us, and you listening, with a really interesting thought for the week, doesn't it?
It does. A final prompt, perhaps.
Yeah. What's one small thing, maybe something that even feels a bit silly or unproductive, what one step could you take this week to just honor that inner spark?
How can you quite simply be more you in a way that genuinely lights you up? Something to think about.